That sounds good. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we want to visit with you about anything on your mind or on your honey-do list having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're here to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. We broadcast statewide. Do not call the station you are habitually used to listening to us on. You call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Then that way my wife, sweet Jennifer, pays for the phone call, because you're probably going to have to hold a little while. Now's a great time to call. We do have open lines. We cleared all the lines at the top of the hour break. Get on now if you'd like to visit. And I want to talk to a good buddy of mine. We've got Jennifer call screening. We've got Mike Reisch, our board op engineer, broadcast engineer, making sure all the buttons are pushed. You know, when you think about radio, it's really pretty mind-blowing. We're coming through a radio speaker at your house after our voice has gone into the microphone here at the studio, gone by hardwire over to our satellite transmission disc, shot up to the satellite, back down to the receiving tower to the radio station in your area, and then over the lines and back out in the air via radio wave signal to the antenna at your radio.
So that's awesome.
So to talk to the guy in Chino with a leaky ridge vent, our voice traveled approximately 30,000 miles in a fraction of a second.
That is mind-blowing.
Isn't that mind-blowing? We're at Rosie on the House, and we're here every Saturday morning, in Arizona tradition for you, the Arizona homeowners. Again, the number is 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE. For you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. Joining us in studio this morning is a special guest, not only a special guest, but someone I consider a friend, Mr. Tom Riley of Renovations, architect, remodeling contractor in the Prescott area. Tom, appreciate you coming down the hill and joining us for this morning's broadcast.
Well, I always love being here, and can I start out by saying congratulations, Romy?
Thank you very much. And you should congratulate Amanda. She did most of the work.
Well, I'm sure. Congratulations to your wife.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Landry Kay was born 1:30 a.m. on Valentine's Day.
1:30 a.m. Your brother's probably upset about that because it missed his birthday by an hour and a half. So, Tom, we've invited you down here to kind of visit about the remodeling environment that we're seeing here in the state of Arizona right now. And I'm visiting with my referral network down in Tucson and as well in Prescott and Phoenix. And the phones are ringing, and they're ringing like they haven't rung in quite a few years.
That's true. We're experiencing the same thing. The phones are ringing for us. And, you know, it's wonderful that it's happening. It presents a whole new set of challenges, of course, but we're really glad that it is happening. And it's not just what we would call the tire kickers. These are people who really want to get some work done, and they've been thinking about their project for quite some time, and it's good. And we just love clients that have given a lot of thought to their projects. It makes it so much easier for us to come in and help them.
I'm finding that the people who call fall into one of about four or five categories that I want to talk to you and get your opinion if I'm close. Are you seeing the same thing? But before we go there, you have a pretty interesting story about how you came to Arizona. Everybody's got a story about coming to Arizona. Most people do anyway. There aren't very many that were here in the 50s and the 60s. Share with our listening audience what got you to Arizona.
Oh, Lord. It started out about 37 years ago. I graduated from architectural school, and I saw exactly my life in front of me. And at the ripe old age of 22, that just scared the bejeebers out of me. And I said, you know, I've got to do a little bit of living first. Packed everything in my little Datsun B210 hatchback and lit out across the country. Spent 7 or 8 months just kicking around the country, going to various places, and I landed for a period of time, and I thought it was just going to be a five-week workshop at a place called Arcosanti out of Cordage Junction. And it took me about 2 weeks to realize that I really wanted to spend some time here. And so I spent 5 years at Arcosanti and had played various roles at Arcosanti there and ended up being in one of the construction coordinator roles, and it was a very, very interesting time. I enjoyed very much learning from Solari, who has just recently passed away at 93, I believe he was. What an amazing man. The thing that attracted me the most to him was that he practiced what he preached, and I found that to be incredibly interesting and also very motivating. And so being at Arcosanti for me was kind of like traveling the world, except the world moved and I didn't. We
That's
had people
right.
from all over the world, and it was an absolutely marvelous experience. But then there was a time when it was time for me to, as Paula would say, it's time for you to go find your own Mesa. and we agreed that it was time for me to move on. I moved to Prescott. And in Prescott, started a construction business, my architectural business, and got involved with politics over the years. And getting involved with politics and trying to run a business is not necessarily a recipe for success. When I was finished with politics in an elected office, I started the focusing on what we were doing. We were doing a lot of remodels, and so I sort of embraced the reality and have become focusing solely on making us the most professional remodeling company in the Prescott Quad Cities, Yavapai County area.
Well, all you have to do is log on to the website. You can find them at RosieOnNows.com through the Prescott referral directory, but you can also go to RenovationsAZ.com and see the work right there. It's some incredible work. I've been very fortunate to visit with some of your clients, and you do a great job. Romy, why don't we clear this caller that's got online, and then I want to talk to Tom more about the categories of people that are thinking about remodeling right now, because I think virtually every listener right now is falling into one of these categories.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Dave, good morning, sir.
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
How you guys doing?
Very, super fantastic.
Yeah, appreciate you taking my call.
You bet, buddy.
I've got a mix-it valve in my front bathroom of my house. The house is 30 years old, and I've changed it a couple of times, and I can't get any hot water to come out in the wintertime, and in the summertime, that's all I get is hot water, and I can't figure out what the deal is, why I can't get one or the other in the two seasons.
And has it always been like this? You replaced it a few times. You did at one point get hot water to that location.
Correct. Yeah, I actually bought the house new, and I've been in it for 30 years, and this started a couple of years ago. And the other shower in the other bathroom works just fine, and all the other faucets work just fine. It's just where that mix-it valve is in the front shower that I can't get any hot water in the wintertime.
Oh, wait. Now, see, Tom, you were talking about trying to envision something. We have a 30-year-old home that the shower valve has been replaced, and it worked perfectly well up until then. And now, since he's replaced it, he only gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. Tom, I'm glad you're here today. Why don't you answer this man's question?
Why, thank you, Rosie. My first thought is that it wasn't installed correctly, that there may have been something that line, if not line being crossed, there might be there's different ways to hook up a shower valve. And if you cross the lines, you can get some variation going on. Is this one of those valves that has kind of a knob on it that you turn, left for cold, right for hot, that kind of thing?
Correct, yeah. It's a one-knob deal, and you got that round mix-it valve that goes inside the pipe that comes out the wall. And I really don't understand how that knows how to mix the water unless there's something inside the pipe on the backside.
Well, it's a sliding gasket on a ball, kind of like a pivot, and it is not hard to install that absolutely backwards, Dave. Where when you ask for hot water, you're actually getting cold, or when you ask for cold, you're actually getting hot. It's really just inserting it 180 degrees off center will do that. Have you tried pulling the cartridge and spinning it 180 degrees?
Yeah, because there's a red dot on there tell you to put up.
Yep.
And no matter where you spin that valve radially, 360 degrees, you don't get any hot water. And then in the summertime, only thing I'll get is scalding hot water from the solar system I got on the roof.
Okay,
it's,
now the solar,
it's really weird.
Now the solar system's not 30 years old.
No, huh? This is a newer unit I had put on a couple of maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I had originally a Star King system, and the computer panel went out, and I couldn't get any replacement parts, so I put a new system on it.
And it's simply solar hot water?
Yeah.
Not a PV system?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that timing of that installation doesn't correlate with this problem developing?
I don't believe so.
Wow. I don't know what, you know, when I get stumped like this, the only thing I can do is I'm going to have you call our plumber, and I'm going to pay for the service call. I hate when people do this to me on air. But Dave, we're going to put, where are you, Dave?
I'm in Phoenix.
What, yeah, major cross streets?
Union Hills and 7th Avenue.
Okay. All right, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to have Jennifer pick you up. And Jennifer, that's Ben Franklin Plumbing, Mike Brewer's office, or Thunderbird Plumbing. And then we'll have to give those two plumbing companies a call and let them know that Rosie's paying for the service call.
Interesting.
I could go broke like this.
My first thought is just take the valve out and turn the hot water on. But then when the valve's out on the single pull, you can't. I would just be curious to see. Does it come out when you turn the hot water on? But when the valve's out, you can't access
it. Well, when I pay for the service call, I always get the full diagnosis later. So then I can add that information to my database.
I think I just use the other shower.
It's one of the ways that we have collected all the invaluable information that we have concerning peculiar things. I mean, Romy, how many different, on another topic, how many different questions have we had in the 25 years about odors?
Oh, man, we have an odor encyclopedia.
And I mean, the only reason we've been able to I got a call from Pennsylvania yesterday to do an interview for Allstate Insurance Monthly Publication because they thought that I was a odor expert in Arizona.
Because of all your odor articles?
Yeah, so because of all the odor articles. And we've collected this data by visiting with homeowners that have had to fight odors. And boy, we have fought some odor problems at some of our customers' homes for years to finally get it sorted out. So that's why we do it. Keep collecting information so we can become the most reliable source of homeowner, home improvement, home maintenance information anywhere on the planet for you, the Arizona homeowner.